Next application is case number 11503, the application of Teresa M. Barnes. The site is located south of Burbage Road, Road 353, approximately 2,200 feet east of Jones Road, being Road 369. The 911 address is 32752 Burbage Road, Frankfort, Delaware, with a tax map ID number of 134, map 15, parcel 3.04, requesting a special use exception for a medical hardship. We have no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Teresa Barnes, 32754 Burbage Road. The Sussex County tax, when I paid my real estate tax, they said they made it four instead of two.
Okay.
So this says two. They said it's four.
It's engineering.
The property that is being... The property that you're asking to have the... this special use exception is what we're showing here is the address of 32752 Burbage Road.
When I called to pay the real estate taxes, they said they had it as two and they had it as four, so they were going to make it four.
Which address is it?
Four.
Mr. Lyon?
Sure.
It seems like we have another 911 issue.
I'm looking. Hold on a second. I got the 911 address on the application was corrected to 32754 Burbage Road.
Okay.
The advertisement place, their address was changed from 32754 to 32752 to 32754 on November 24th. 14 per Lindsay Stubbs with the mapping and addressing department. The advertisement was, let me see, hold on a second. I'm looking for the advertisement date. Bear with me a sec. November 20th, 4 days before. It was the address we had in our possession at the time of the application. It was changed 4 days later.
Okay. Was it advertised as two or as four?
It was advertised as two at the time of the advertised. As I said, they didn't change it. It was 4 days later.
4 days after it was advertised?
After it was advertised. They corrected it.
Okay. So
the address we used was correct based on the record.
Okay. So the one that was published in newspapers and whatnot was the four?
At the time it was advertised, it was 32752.
There is nobody next door. This is an empty lot.
It was correct at the time it was advertised, and then it was changed 4 days later. So it's advertised on November 20th, and the correction was made on November 24th. So when we advertised, it was correct.
Okay, that's what matters.
Oh yeah, no, it was. That's why it's noted on the application at the bottom.
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure. Thank you. Do you swear that everything you say tonight is true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
I do.
Thank you.
Sure, correct.
Gentlemen, my name is Teresa Barnes. My husband and I were building a home for our retirement in Frankfort, Delaware. And the intentions were that my mother, who lives with me in Maryland, was moving in with my sister. They're both disabled. At that time, prior to the entire house being built, my sister's husband left her, and she has had to put her house for sale. And I have to take care of my mother and my sister, who are both 100% disabled. So the house wasn't completely, the septic wasn't completed, so we had the septic company put in a 5-bedroom septic, so we knew we were covered because our home is 3 bedrooms. And then we put in a request to see if we could put a mobile, I think it's 16x72, on the property. We do have a neighbor about 200 feet beside us. And then the next property is 5 acres for sale. And I think there may be another house several hundred more feet down the road We're 450 feet off the road, and their house would sit about 350 feet off on the side. It would be a mobile, and my husband has moved to the property, and he would be there to be able to help assist and take care of them. I don't see that it would affect adversely the uses. I've talked to the neighbors. I've asked them. I've explained what we were going to do. And they didn't seem to have a problem with it. It actually, the backside of the mobile would be at 20 feet from their fencing, which is around their pool. And we had said we were going to put the fast-growing trees up on the back so they wouldn't even have to look at the back of the mobile at all. And there are no time restraints, no requirements.
If you get the approval, it's valid for 2 years, and then you had to bring a doctor's statement in so I can renew your request.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't have to go back to public hearing unless you let it run out.
No, we won't.
Before the year runs out, you have to renew it.
Yeah, and then I did present the two disability letters from their doctors.
We have those in the file.
I was awful glad to hear you quote the special use exception. Not many people do. I think you've made our attorney very happy, and you made me happy. You
very well.
It will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. I finished it for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
What year is your mobile?
What
year?
Year.
I see what it looks like, but what year is it?
Oh, it's a brand new mobile.
Brand new?
If it's approved today, we're going to buy it tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, it's brand new.
Brand new. Yeah.
Okay.
Brand new. Okay.
No, right. Nothing old or nothing, you know.
Okay.
My mother's 80. She requires new. She still tells me what to do.
All right, well, let's see if there's any questions then from members of the board. Start with you, Mr. Mills.
This will have a skirting around it, the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, no other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Any further, Mr. Rickards?
No further questions.
Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Lang, sure. Looking at the application where it shows the proposed, looks like single wide. Do we know how far that is going to be from the property line? I just want to make sure there's no need for 20 feet.
It's an AR district. If I'm drawing,
it's required to be 20 feet.
It has to be at least 15 feet from that side property line.
So it's going to be 20 feet. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application?
It's my sister.
I call him.
She needs a house.
Chair hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion. We approve case number 11,503, as we didn't hear any testimony that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Mr. Hudson, that's for 2 years.
For a period of two years. Yes.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,503 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,503 is approved for a period of 2 years.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer...
It holds it together.
I'd like to offer the applicant a word of caution. You say you're going out to buy it tomorrow.
We kind of have our eye on something.
There is the possibility that someone could be opposed to it, and they have the right to be opposed up to 30 days after our finding of facts, which would be about 60 days. So I just wanted to, you know.
Go to the paper and clarify again, but other than that, anyone can see it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.